I very much doubt there's anyone down there. It's probably a booby-trapped legend. There's someone wriggling with pleasure in his coffin right now, thinking of people like your girl walking into the Cyclops he left down there. Your messiah isn't down there. You speakers carry information down through the generations. We Belmonts pass things down as well. Do you remember what we saw down there? Metal veins pumping hot liquid. Torches that light by themselves that exactly fit descriptions written by my great-grandfather. Descriptions of the inside of Dracula's castle. I don't know what's down there, but it's not a messiah. I'll leave you all to it. You're leaving tonight, remember? Right. I'll come back later. We'll see if you can find some beer. You're not from round here. Well, you're not running away screaming like the rest of the locals, for one thing. From the baby-eating freaks of nature who apparently raid Greshit every night. Well, tough shit. How exactly do you intend to help these people? By killing speakers? You think the Night Hordes came because people weren't religious enough? And you were at Targovishta? But you were there for the burning of Dracula's wife. I heard all about that. I see. And I'm here to be disciplined. My God. You really believe it, don't you? My family committed no crime. You people simply decided we were wrong to defend this land against the supernatural. No offense, but you are just a bishop. Excommunication came from a little higher up the ladder. Shut up. You're not getting the speakers. You're getting no blood today, so shut up. This city's lost. It was lost when you and the rest of your scum moved in. Absolutely nothing. I don't know any of you, but that doesn't matter, does it? My family, the family you demonized and excommunicated, has fought and died through generations for this country. We do this thing for Wallachia and her people. We don't have to know you all. We do it anyway. And it's not the dying that frightens us. It's never having stood up and fought for you. I am Trevor Belmont, of the House of Belmont. And dying has never frightened me.